Sportsnet 650 presents Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show, and the ever-changing world of refreshed beverages and cocktails in a can. We'll discuss the brands. We'll meet the people behind the innovative ready-to-drink beverages hitting the market. We'll talk trends and the future of the industry. It's the fastest-growing segment of the spirits industry today. This is Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650. And here are your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
It is the month of November. We are about 30 days away from the big festive day.
Right.
Joe Leary along with Daryl Lamb. Daryl Lamb, of course, the brand ambassador, the Goodwill ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store in Olympic Village, the OG of private liquor stores in this province. You guys just kill it. I love going to that store. It's like my dad years ago, he'd go browsing in hardware stores. That was his thing. Take a Saturday, just go to a hardware store, okay? Never really got it. I can go browsing at Legacy, and I kind of now get what he was about. He was hardware. I'm into spirits.
Yeah, that's what we did. We built it so that, like, there, and we just explore and expand your horizons. And, you know, we've just seen on there. We celebrated our 10th anniversary last year.
Congrats.
And it's just and so much fun.
When you say expanding your horizons, are you expanding your parameters as well?
Well, a little bit, actually. We have we've taken over the space next door. Which used to be a dry cleaner, and in the before times, we used to go to places, and if your clothes got dirty, you would take them to a specialty laundry mat, and they would clean it for you. We don't do that anymore, so you don't exist. So we've taken over the old laundromat, and we are building a full-fledged education center there, a beverage institute. And the whole idea is, like, we'll be doing cocktail classes, kind of like a cooking institute, culinary institute, Dirty Apron.
So I was going to say Dirty Apron would be the role model.
Yeah, same kind of concept, right?
With cocktails.
But with, like, cocktails or spirits or beer, wine, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be amazing. Different business. So it'll have a full liquor primary license, so we'll be able to serve full drinks instead of tiny little tasters.
Do we have an approximate time of opening?
Well, if we were in the rest of civilized planet Earth, it would be sooner than later, but we're in the city of Vancouver, so probably February. We're hoping there, and then we'll be able to bring back our kind of our greatest hits, Scotch Malt Whiskey Society, Club, all those crazy fun stuff. And I'm going to start a canned cocktail club, you know, like bring out some of these cool, fun stuff like Cinco Drinko, like the On the Rocks, and say, you know, I'm thinking, here's the plan, Joe. Get a bartender. Make a margarita or a paloma, and then you get the canned paloma, and then you, as the guest, get to guess whether or not it's handmade or cut from a can.
Well, I love the concept, Daryl, and I will tell you, one of the vast differences between you and me is that you are the expert when it comes to the product. I'm just the sampler, if you will. But if I can get your approval on something, like we're going to have, speaking of Cinco Drinko, okay, these are canned cocktails with tequila in them, and there's two flavors. We'll talk to probably the best named guest we've had on the show thus far, Carl Fury.
I know, right?
How good is that? How good is that? But it's one thing for me to go, yeah, that's really good. It's one thing for our producer Greg Ballack to go, yeah, that's really good. But you're the guy. You're the arbiter. You're the line. If I can see that you're impressed by it, that says a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a great team at Legacy, and we make sure we taste everything. I think that's one of the reasons why people love coming to Legacy, is because when you talk to one of our associates or our advisors, have you tried this? More often than not, the answer is yes, which is not necessarily true for the big chains and stuff like that, because you have a buyer on high who then distributes their vision. And not everybody gets a chance to try, because we're only one store. We're not a chain. We're a close-knit family. We have 52 employees, so, you know, big.
It's a big operation.
Yeah, it's a big operation. A lot of local labor that we keep employed, and that's the whole idea. So when you come into the store, there's probably 40 of them that have tried Cinco Drinko, so they'll be able to tell you about that product.
Well, we'll talk to Carl Fury, again, best named guest I think we've had on the show thus far, about Cinco Drinko.
Come on, Mark Bailey.
Mark Bailey's, these are all quality people. Paul Morozik.
Good names.
Mod Beverage. We're also going to talk to Craig Rutter from Good Times, and we'll also talk about On the Rocks. But again, when we talk about the RTD show, which indeed we are, we always come back to the grandpappy, if you will, White Claw.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because we're now this is the first year that we're seeing kind of company parties happen again. I mean, last year was the Zoom party. And I did a couple Zoom parties.
I was at a Zoom wedding.
And it's just like, I mean, the good thing is like you didn't have to wear pants. So that was nice. But really, what we're seeing is now everybody's getting together. And the first list, you see like, I'm going to need 50 wine, blah, 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 and White Claws. I need White Claws, White Claws, White Claws. And I think like White Claws now at this point where it's, if you meet somebody who doesn't know what White Claw is, I mean, that's they're like a unicorn at this place at this point because it is the king, and it's perfect for these holiday parties because great flavors. They just came out with the new Edition 2 Mixer Pack, and the Mixer Pack is where you only get the tangerine and the lemon. And what we're seeing is people like the office managers. You know, if you're in sales, make sure the office manager is your friend. I mean, everybody wants to know the boss. But the office manager runs the show, and they're always like, I can't do a full bottle of vodka, because if I get a bottle of vodka, people are going to get out of control. So I need White Claws. So because White Claw, essentially, it means that the hard bar comes back to the Christmas party, but Karen from accounting can't get Blotto, because she's not mixing her own, like, Grey Goose martinis. So.
She just happens to be named Karen? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, it's always Karen. Okay. The problem with Karen is that she's always getting Blotto. Okay. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, that's the thing. I think you're seeing more and more parties picking up White Claw because it's popular. Your younger staff is drinking that. So if you've got a bunch of millennials or zillennials working in your office, don't go buy a bunch of green bottle import beer because they've never had it. They don't care about it. Make sure you bring them White Claws because that's what they drink.
Well, the other thing that if you've been paying any attention to our program here, the RTD show, by the way, we're broadcasting from Brew Hall on 2nd Avenue at Quebec. Thank you to Daniel Frankel for your hospitality. If you've paid any attention whatsoever, you realize that White Claw is one of those brands that's not only gone global, or to what degree, I don't know, but it's local. And the thing that we always talk about on this show, Daryl, is Legacy Liquor Store is all about local, 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 local. Not exclusively, but local first. And that takes priority. If somebody walks in the door and says, "Hi, Mr. Lamb, I'm so-and-so, and here's my product. We make it out in Abbotsford," you're going to pay more attention than if it was like flown in from, you know, a foreign country or something like that. You prefer the local first.
Yeah, local first, especially right now with what's going on with the floods and everything like that. Sure. You know, local is where it is, and our ownership group is British Columbian. And so when Mr. Culling or Mr. Orr come in and they, you know, they want to see that their investment is doing
well. You don't know them on a first name basis?
I'm on the radio, so I got to be extra respectful. But, you know, Blaine and Ron, they run a tight ship. They have the Roxy. This company's been around for decades, and BC first, you know. And so that's what wins, and that's one of the reasons that we do so well. Even, yeah, given the situation, you know, our thoughts are going to everybody out in Abbotsford and people in Merritt and places like that. We don't have to worry about the imports because we're so local focused. Ty always goes to British Columbia first when it's at Legacy, which is, you know, it's unfortunate that's not necessarily true, say, at the government liquor store, but at Legacy, Ty always goes local.
Well, every time we talk about new products on this program, I'm always putting myself in your shoes thinking, okay, I might really like this, but you only have so many square feet in Legacy Liquor Store, and not everything can get on shelf. And it's unfortunate, and sometimes you have to cut away somebody that perhaps just are underachievers. You do your Casey Kasem
Hot 100. Hot 100, you got to cut them out. Just did it again, you know, and it's like, you know, even brands that were popular 3-4 years ago are just kind of, man, they're really trending down because the market's evolving. Where we're seeing movement into these kind of items like Cinco Drinco, making Palomas, bringing in high-quality tequila, or On the Rocks, using legendary brands like Knob Creek. How do you compete in a market where big players are really making delicious stuff locally?
Well, let me ask you on that topic then, Daryl. Where is the market going? Is it getting sweeter? Is it getting weirder? Is it getting, just more convoluted in terms of, you know, again, and I don't mean to knock any product on the shelves, but there's a whole lot of the same kind of things, and then somebody comes along and does that, but they do it in a different, with a different twist. I saw that, we saw that in the beer world. I mean, you know, who would have thought 5 years ago, a sour beer? Are you
sour beers.
Me?
Remember the obsession with like pastel beer labels where everything had to have that soft thing? And we're seeing it. Like, I'm telling you right now, if you're thinking at home, I can make a white label vodka soda better than anybody, don't do it. It's over. It is time to move on to the more complex. Canned cocktails are here. So we had our era of canned highballs. For our listeners, a highball is essentially like a non-alcoholic item and an alcoholic item blending together. So like a rum and coke, a rye diet, that kind of stuff. Now we're into fully complex cocktails, on the rocks, margaritas, Cinco Drinco Palomas. Those are a little different.
We're going to take a break and come back with more of the RTD show. But before I do, I'm going to give you a little heads up here. Okay, this is only our November show. For our December Christmas spectacular, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to ask you to predict what the trend will be in 2022 in the RTD world. I'm sure you already know it, but we'll reveal it on the next episode, because again, where do you go from here? I think we've seen everything possible out there, but I'm willing to bet we've only begun to scratch the surface.
You know what? Everybody wants to know who's first at Legacy, and I'm starting to think first at Legacy is the Christmas hit like they have in the UK.
In the UK.
What's number one?
Who's number one
UK
on Christmas Day?
And I think what's number one at Legacy in December, I think is going to surprise a lot of people.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I remember Careless Whisper by Wham. That was one of the number ones on Christmas Day. That's a big deal over there.
I remember the one time where they had like four versions of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, all like fighting for it. Finally, Leonard Cohen was like, let's retire this song.
It is the RTD show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, broadcasting from Brew Hall on 2nd Avenue. This is Sportsnet 650.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
With Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor of City to Suburb Real Estate Group from the Sutton Group West Coast Realty. 2 decades of award-winning service. And Alex, what is the most important thing to look for when one seeks out a real estate advisor?
Trust. No doubt in my mind, it needs to be trust. The governing bodies in our area for real estate put in place things to protect you. However, you are spending on average in this market $1 million, give or take. You need to be able to trust the realtor that you're asking to help you.
And in your nearly 2 decades, you have built trust as well. You can find out some testimonials on citytosuburb.ca. He's Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor, City to Suburb Real Estate Group of the Sutton Group West Coast Realty.
You're listening to Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary, and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
And we welcome you back to Brew Hall on 2nd Avenue at Quebec. Joe Leary and Daryl Lamb, the brand ambassador, the goodwill ambassador, the spirits guy, the spirit savant from Legacy Liquor Store in Olympic Village. Always a pleasure. Nice to be back at Brew Hall. Daniel Frankel does so much good in the hospitality community. And this place, if you've not been to Brew Hall, you owe it to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I met Daniel back in the day. He's OG Olympic Village, like Legacy with Tap and Barrel. And then he's got this place now. And then we also do a lot of charity work together. We raise funds to help youth sport and stuff like that. So, yeah, I like Daniel a lot.
And if you've not been to Brew Hall, may I recommend try the burger. It's the truth.
Yeah,
it is the truth.
You know what I tried was the chicken burger. It's a pretty good chicken burger. Deep fried, Nashville style. It's pretty good.
Well, Daryl, it's always a pleasure to welcome a first-timer to the program. I think we're 3.5-4 years into the RTD show. And we've seen the market sort of been saturated with a lot of the same. But every once in a while, something comes along that really kind of stands out, and you've introduced one to me today.
That's right. In fact, what we're bringing on is right now the king of Legacy, the number one selling RTD at the store. And of course, Legacy being the number one point of sale for RTD in the province pretty much means these guys are kings of the world. Welcome,
Carl Fury. What a name. Just the name. Yeah. You know the product's going to be solid. Carl Fury is the co-founder of Cinco Drink Co. And, Carl, welcome to our program. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And, yeah, it feels pretty amazing to have the top-selling SKU at Legacy.
Isn't that incredible?
I mean, it's mind-blowing.
Was that the vision? I mean, obviously, we talk about this all the time. You can have the greatest product in the world, but if there's no shelf space for it, what are you going to do? But if you've got something that differentiates itself, like you have, and tell us about what Cinco Drinco is all about.
Yeah, well, you never know what's going to happen when you come up with an idea and you have a product. And, you know, we really wanted to put a lot into, you know, every aspect of the product, from the branding and especially with the formula. So we spent a lot of time developing both sides of that. But at the end of the day, you don't know what it's, you know, we thought we had a really great formula when we came together with it. And once we started getting it out to some close friends and family to try, did some of that test marketing stuff, we really felt that we were onto something. So, but yeah, it's been a wild ride. We've only been in the market since the end of August.
Yeah. I mean, you came late in the summer, and it was like, here comes a couple of local Vancouver guys with a fantastic tequila soda with a nice twist of lime, and then a Paloma. And I was really, Joe, interested in the Paloma because I love the margarita. Margarita is a great drink, but I like a Paloma a lot more than I like a margarita. I like grapefruit juice more than I like lime juice. And this particular one really popped really well. And I was like, this is going to be a big seller. I got to find some space for it. Not only is the branding great, you know, Cinco 5, the can looks immaculate. No plastic ring, it's in a box. I mean, you got that whole, protect Mother Earth side. And then agave spirits, as hot as anything in the market.
So, Carl, take us through the process of how much wood shedding did you do until you got the formula going, yeah, that's what we're going to go with.
Well, we were lucky because we got introduced to a really good food scientist, someone who's worked in the alcohol business for a long time. So we were introduced to him, but I think the reason we were able to get to where we wanted to get to was because we had a clear vision of what we wanted. We wanted to make, you know, at the time, the whole reason we started this is because we were sitting on a beach one day and we liked tequila, and at the time there wasn't a tequila beverage that we liked that was ready to drink, so we were down at the beach with, you know, a bottle of tequila and some limes and trying to make it work, and it was just, you know, it's a messy and not easy thing to do. So we had a really strong vision of what we wanted. We wanted something that was, one, you know, we wanted to use real tequila, real juice. We wanted it to have flavor, because I felt like at the time most beverages, especially in the vodka world, were just, you know, artificial flavor, extremely low calorie. So they're kind of bland after a while. And we really wanted to focus on having something that was interesting, but still really drinkable. So that was kind of the formula. And we wanted to do really classic, I guess, Mexican beverages, which were, you know, a Paloma and then a tequila soda lime. So,
yeah, I think that's the thing. I mean, with the fact that Vancouverites could finally join the rest of planet Earth and drink outside in certain spaces, you know, I think there's a half dozen somewhere around that you're allowed to drink at. If you were to go out there and you're trying to make, you know, margaritas, Palomas, imagine the hornets you're going to have to deal with and that kind of stuff, right? Now I can just bring a 4-pack and enjoy a Paloma anywhere I go.
It's like the kids in the hall skit, to be honest with you, going into a closet and making fruity drinks. But the thing is, as you say, it's the convenience factor. This is a quality cocktail that, though it comes in a can, and I think people need to rethink their attitudes, because remember the old days of, you know, it was the crew top wine wasn't good wine, or that was the perception. Those days are completely
gone. With the wine in a box, wine in a can, all of it. And now canned cocktails are there. I mean, I love a Paloma. They're not super easy to make. We're not talking about a highball, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a vodka soda. It's not a whiskey, cola combo. These are pretty complex. And if you're not really near a Mexican restaurant, try ordering a Paloma at White Spot. I don't think you're going to get anything out of there. So at least there, and that's one of the things that we're seeing in the market now is restaurants that aren't necessarily mixology focused can now offer a high quality Paloma. Like if White Spot were to be able to pick up Cinco Drinco, then I can order one there. I think that'd be a great thing for the rest of the market. And being here at Brewhall, where they definitely have a more progressive, more avant-garde concept to canned cocktails, you know, that's something I think most restaurants need to consider.
Well, that's an important distinction, Daryl, because with no disrespect intended, but again, if you're serving at White Spot, you're not a bartender. You're a server. And again, to work behind the wood, as we well know,
yeah,
there's a skill, there's craftsmanship there. And if you can serve this product, and maybe White Spot is on your radar, Carl, what do you think?
Hey, we're open.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is outstanding. So you're relatively new. You're kicking it at Legacy.
Well, think about it. Like, they launched in August. Yeah. They're now number one at Legacy last month. They're leading this month. So, I mean, this is the kind of trajectory we saw with Nude, what we saw with Neutral, you know, 3-4 years ago. It's really interesting. And again, it's local. It's happening in BC. It doesn't happen in Ontario. It doesn't happen in Quebec. Anywhere where they got the big monopolies, there's just no innovation over there because you can't innovate. When Carl and his team came to see me in July, we got a Paloma. Oh, that's great. Let's check it out. Let's try it out. Try to get that meeting with the BCLDB or the LCBO. It's never going to happen. You know, that's why the government stores are always behind the private channel, because we're always looking for the next best thing. They're always looking to catch up.
Mm-hmm. So without getting into the, you know, bureaucracy of it all, was it easy to bring this product to market, or were there some hurdles and pieces of red tape you didn't anticipate?
Yeah, definitely. I think I skipped over the length of the process of getting our formulas, but it was probably took us, you know, over 6 months to go back and forth from a clear vision of where we wanted to start to the finished product. So that, you know, took some time. But the bigger part of the equation was, you know, trying to figure out how to get an alcoholic beverage to market here in BC, and not only just an alcoholic beverage, but with a component of importing, you know, tequila, like from Mexico. So that's, you know, trying to import bulk spirits into Canada from Mexico is not easy. You know, it has to get on a truck and clear two borders. So just finding the right people to be able to do that. You know, we had to apply for a license to export tequila through Mexico. So, you know, you're talking, we're dealing with legal documents in Canada, and then also, you know, translating them so they work in Mexico. So that is a bit of a process. But, you know, I think we've been really lucky that we did spend that extra time on developing the beverages and, you know, getting the right flavor profiles, because really we have zero our marketing budget has been nothing. It's basically been seeding product. So just getting it into hands, and luckily the community behind us has been super supportive. You know, they get it. They're posting photos. They're like, you got to try this. And that's been, you know, our biggest push is the word of mouth.
Our guest is Carl Fury, who is the co-founder of Cinco Drink Co. You can check them out at Cinco Drink Co. on Instagram.
Which is DRINKCO. There is definitely a K there.
And I understand that our friend Mother Nature hasn't helped the supply chain, because you've been affected by the fact that you produce this in the interior.
Yes, we
have. There's a bit of a hassle to travel between here and the interior.
Yeah, we produce it in Kelowna in Lake Country.
Beautiful area.
Yeah, it is. And we love the water there too. Like the water that comes out of the ground there is amazing. But yeah, recently with all the rains and the flooding, we've had issues with our supply chain. So luckily, we have a truck actually on the road now, and we're hoping it misses the next, you know, this next big storm that comes through, and we get it in. We should be getting product back into the LDB tomorrow. We have a schedule for the morning, so knock on wood, we're
Daryl,
back in stock.
I know that because of the fact that in-store tastings have been shuttered for the last couple of years now, obviously word of mouth, and you have a very highly trained staff that can speak knowledgeably about the product. That must really help to launch something like this.
Yeah, we always make sure everybody tries everything. The staff believes in it, and so that's the way we're able to impart that to our customer. And I think also branding is very important. And the Cinco Dringo being in the box and looking so clean, that always sells the first unit. It's the stuff that's in the can that sells the second unit. We're seeing a lot of rebuys. And that's when you know you've got a real success on your hand. Anyone can sell something once. If you can sell it twice or more, that's where something is really legitimate. And I think the fact that it's produced locally in British Columbia, even though spirit is 100% Mexican tequila, speaks to the fact that there's a synergy, a kinship between locally produced RTDs and, say, something like craft beer. Craft beer always has that connection to locality. It's something not owned by a big, like, faceless monolith megacorp. And so here you've got local partners putting together something, but something that they like, and they're doing it quite well. Now, of course, everybody knows that you can get both SKUs at Legacy, but where else can I get these? Are restaurants picking these up?
We actually have a really great partnership with Taco Fino, and they were kind of on the list of, like, you know, dream partnerships, obviously along with Legacy. These are the places that we, you know, the checking off where we want to be in. And we're the official canned tequila beverage of Taco Fino. So we're in all their licensed locations.
Now awesome. Tavern Barrel and Brewhall have their fantastic burger and a beer deal. Does Taco Fino have a burrito and a Cinco?
We launched with a burrito Cinco deal, exactly. And it's done really well. So we're hoping to kind of build on that relationship as we move into spring. And their to-go business has been, you know, big. And this is, you know, a perfect addition.
Is it every taco? Because we have Ocho. We have the Ontario 5th.
Yeah, Ocho.
Okay, because their white bean burrito, Joe, is one of my absolute favorites.
I want a burrito, and I want to have
a Paloma to go with it. I think that'd be absolutely a perfect lunch.
Carl, we're not in the business of blowing smoke. We're in the business of projecting what we think is going to be the next big thing. This is outstanding, and I couldn't be happier that you brought it down to us.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
El Diablo. Let's have an El Diablo for summer 2022.
Cinco Drinko. Check them out on Instagram. Cinco, C-I-N-C-O, drink, D-R-I-N-K. CO. It's really good. Carl Fury, thanks, man. Cheers.
Thank you guys for having me.
With Alex Jobson, real estate advisor of City to Suburb Real Estate Group from the Sutton Group West Coast Realty. 2 decades of award-winning service. And Alex, what is the most important thing to look for when one seeks out a real estate advisor?
Trust. No doubt in my mind, it needs to be trust. The governing bodies in our area for real estate put in place things to protect you. However, you are spending, on average, in this market, $1 million, give or take. You need to be able to trust the realtor that you're asking to help you.
And in your nearly 2 decades, you have built trust as well. You can find out some testimonials on citytosuburb.ca. He's Alex Jobson, real estate advisor, City to Suburb Real Estate Group of the Sutton Group West Coast Realty.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
It's Vancouver's hottest selling segment in the world of spirits today. Cider, sodas, and cocktails. And you've got it exclusively on Sportsnet 650. Once again, your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store spirits educator, Daryl Lamb.
Back at Brew Hall, 2nd Avenue and Quebec. Thanks to Daniel Frankel for his hospitality. Joe Leary, along with Daryl Lamb, the brand ambassador and the Goodwill ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store in Olympic Village. Love this guy. Craig Rutter is our guest. Craig Rutter from Good Times.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
G&T's, man. Always good to see you. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. It's not very often you get a little bit of an applause when you come into a show, so I'm pretty excited about that.
It doesn't happen often. We have had this conversation before, but the story behind Good Times was sitting around a kitchen island sampling G&T's. Somebody decided to make the stupid announcement going, hey, we should do this for a living.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, no, it started out with that basil hybrid or mint hybrid plant that we had, and then muddled up with some cucumber, some lime, and then cucumber basil mint was born. And then that night we decided that we would try out our hand at making Good Times an actual go of a business. And here we are, 2.5 years later.
rolling pretty well. And now here's where I love the fact that we're local. We're based with people that are in our market, can be a little bit quicker than, say, like a giant faceless like multinational. You have, as far as I know, the first seasonal release of a gin and tonic product that has rolled into a legacy. I can't keep it on the shelf. The new cinnamon gin and tonic is doing extremely well.
Thank you very much.
How did you guys come up with the idea that, you know what, it's Christmas. Michael Bublé is awake and Mariah Carey is doing her thing. Let's make sure that Good Times has the trifecta.
I think the original concept for it was the cinnamon pear was always something we wanted to bring out, but when we originally made all of our like original flavors, we thought, you know, it still had a seasonality to the gin and tonic, but we wanted to showcase that, hey, this versatile of a cocktail. You can have cinnamon and pear in it and make it delicious and bring it out in a time where people, you know, everyone's having big bold red wines and lots of whiskeys and things like that. We wanted to still have a nice light refresher still for the holidays. And finally, with this year, we were able to kind of bring it out.
I love asking questions like, how many different iterations or versions did you go through before you finally latched on and go, yeah, let's do this, this, and this? Because I would love, it's like rarities and outtakes. When a band releases their album of outtakes,
absolutely,
I would love to see somebody do an advent calendar of flavors that just didn't hit.
Yeah,
just didn't hit the landing, right?
There was a few of them for sure. Yeah, we had some weird, we did some weird stuff.
Just Joe's the only guy that would ever watch the Survivor series of the first person voted off the island. Like, that's the one I want to see.
Exactly.
Yeah, the guy no one liked.
But again, I mean, in all seriousness, because there's investment on the line here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's one thing to do it for laughs amongst partners and what have you and friends, but at the end of the day, you want to sell product. You want to get liquid into people's hands.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure there was, you know, a few things that just kind of didn't really land, but what made you decide to, or how did you decide on these are the flavors we're going to go with?
Well, specifically cinnamon pear, or you want to talk about all of them?
Let's talk about cinnamon pear.
Okay, cinnamon pear, again, more of a Christmas kind of style. You have that cinnamon there, a little bit of pear. It kind of lends itself to that kind of poached pear idea. You know, again, we've talked into the psyche of me of being sort of a, you know, chef. I've been involved in the hospitality industry for a long, long time. So that came about like that. And then we wanted to have that seasonal gin and tonic. Obviously, then you go back through the SKUs. We go through lime, which is sort of your intro into a canned gin and tonic, your grapefruit, which pairs really well with gin. And then we wanted to kind of explode and go a little bit different. So raspberry rose, you have that rose extract under the raspberry, which just kind of lends this fruitiness to it. And then you have cucumber basil mint, which is our like big refresher flavor bomb. I love cucumber and gin. The basil and the mint work really well together, and the basil was the point of difference. So that was kind of, if you go through our entire catalog, that's sort of the reasoning behind it.
Now the cinnamon pear is doing extremely well. It's hard to find. So essentially, yeah. How much did you make? It doesn't seem like there was a lot around.
Well, we still have. I mean, we made 2.5 pallets, so 230 flats, I believe, is what we actually made.
For a province of 5.5 million people.
Yeah. So we just went. We didn't know how it was going to land, right? And being that small of a business, you want to make sure that obviously when it lands, but it's hitting hard. So that's good, which is awesome. So we know through December we're going to be at least able to push all of that out.
Yeah, what we're seeing, Joe, is a lot of our company parties, they're starting to order it. There's definitely some chatter. I think in Instagram's picking it up pretty quickly, and so the gin and tonic with the cinnamon pear, right? And
yeah.
So it's definitely permeating the general population of British Columbia. So if you see it on a shelf, make sure you pick it up, because I don't think it's going to make it to Christmas.
Well, I'm curious to know, Craig, because as you grow the company, as you grow the brand, how have you seen the expansion? Because again, at the end of the day, it's about business, it's commerce.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
absolutely.
Are you pleased with where you are in terms of getting the product into people's hands?
Yes and no. I mean, pandemic played a big part in that, right? We went through, I was scheduled from March 2020 to probably end of July of 2020. I think I had like something like 35 or 40 tastings booked, you know, and then we didn't get to do that. We didn't get to do our events, our hopscotches, all those kind of things. So the progress has definitely been a little bit slower because of that. But when I do get it in front of people and I do get it into people's mouths, the reaction is always really, really good. You know, I get a huge reaction for it. It depends on the flavor. Some people, you know, cucumber basil mint doesn't land with some people, but, you know, they like lime or grapefruit. It's definitely been a huge learning curve, a big learning experience, and it's been super fun. And, you know, to take something that was just a concept in your kitchen and then to put it on a store shelf and to have people actually
That's
enjoy
pretty
it,
cool.
it's a pretty cool thing.
You know, I'm curious about, Daryl, and maybe you can, both of you can address this. In the beer world, we see the camaraderie. I mean, every beer company works with every other beer company, and if I'm a new brewer, I can come to you and you can give me advice on how to get financing or how to get yeast or whatever. Is that the same thing in the RTD world, or is it more competitive?
I haven't had that. I mean, I've talked to the Nude guys consistently. They're such great friends of ours, and they're such nice people. I've helped out some of the, like, you right. know, newer startups. I've had some emails from people wanting to do kombucha or whatever it was. And it's no, I think when we started, I thought nobody was going to help us. Like, I was like, no, nobody's going to help us. But everyone was like open arms, like, hey, no, this is what we're doing, and you know, you, sure. you can try it this way and this way.
Yeah, I think it's similar to the beer industry, because British Columbia is kind of the incubator for all of this. That, you know, it's us versus them, and you're gonna have an iconic kind of like every bar gin brand start to come in with a product, but it's not local. It just doesn't have that British Columbian feel.
Well, I use this and it's a bad example, but if I'm a lawyer and I want to become a lawyer, I'm going to another lawyer going, how do you fight a criminal trial? They're not helping me out here.
Okay? Yeah.
They're not giving me any advice at all. And maybe it's a beverage thing. Maybe it's unique to the beverage community. I'm glad to hear what you just said, Craig, because in the beer community, I can't believe how much kumbaya there is amongst brewers.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. I mean, Brewers Row is such a prime example of that. And even now in White Rock, there's three breweries now. They're starting to build up. And it is cool to see that in the industry.
When's there going to be Distillers Row? Come on, man. Yeah. 2022.
Absolutely.
Come on, Distillers Row.
And they were talking. They were actually planning a Distillers Row in Surrey with craft distilleries, and we have a really good like kind of legal framework for a craft distillery. And there was this plan to have five or six of them in a row in Surrey, and then somebody realized that these are bomb factories, and probably having five or six of them side by side is not a good idea. So they actually forced them to spread them out, because remember, you're making a highly flammable product,
but also highly enjoyable. It's called Good Times, not just the name of a 70s sitcom with J.J. Walker.
Wow,
but it's also
dynamite.
This Good Times Gin and Tonics is dynamite. Craig Rutter, always a pleasure. Have a great Christmas. We'll see you in 2022.
Thank you very much, guys.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
With Alex Jobson, real estate advisor of City to Suburb Real Estate Group from the Sutton Group West Coast Realty. 2 decades of award-winning service. And Alex, what is the most important thing to look for when one seeks out a real estate advisor?
Trust. No doubt in my mind, it needs to be trust. The governing bodies in our area for real estate put in place things to protect you. However, you are spending on average in this market $1 million, give or take. You need to be able to trust the realtor that you're asking to help you.
And in your nearly 2 decades, you have built trust as well. You can find out some testimonials on citytosuburb.ca. He's Alex Jobson, real estate advisor, City to Suburb Real Estate Group of the Sutton Group West Coast Realty.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
You're listening to Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary, and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
It is our November RTD show, broadcasting on Sportsnet 650 AM. Also 96.9 FM HD3. Joe Leary and Daryl Lamb are a little departure from Brew Hall on 2nd Avenue. Actually, we're just a little further down 2nd Avenue for a place that you have some fondness for called Bow Down.
I love Bow Down, man. I'm a big oyster guy. They have the best oyster deal in town all day long, $2. And great beer selection. And they do pork better than most.
Round two of pork belly. No more. Paul Morozik is with Mod Beverage, the Spectrum Group, of course, of beer. Paul, always a pleasure to see you. And something tells me that as we're getting close to the Christmas season, we're in the Christmas season. This reminds me of a great innovation that you created last year called the Box of Chocolate.
That's right. It's time for the return of the Box of Chocolates. It's getting towards the holidays.
people are starting to buy a lot of liquor, liqueurs, things like that that they don't normally buy, shopping for parties, shopping for people they don't know what they would like. And so that's the perfect time for us to launch or do the second annual launch of the Chocolate Box by Spectrum Beer Co.
Daryl, you've been around this game a long time, and you see everybody that walks through the doors pitching any sort of product, whether it be beer, wine, spirits. And when you saw Paul, and I know that you, we both value him as an innovator in the industry, but when you saw Paul walk in last year with a box of beers, chocolate-flavored beers, what was your thought? Was this going to be a hit immediately?
I needed a pallet of it because I knew right away that this was going to be a phenomenal seller. The flavor profile's right. I mean, who doesn't like a chocolate porter? Milkshake beers were a popular kind of thing, and then all the flavors. And Spectrum had already earned its stripes as the ability to mimic flavors that you knew. I mean, like their pumpkin spice latte, that barista box was amazing. So I was like, this is going to be unbelievable. And by the end of 2020, the Chocolate Box was the third best-selling beer at Legacy for the entire year, and it had only been around for 2 months of the 12. So, you know, I mean, you got Icons, Phillips, Blue Buck, you've got, Four Winds, 33. They've got a full 12 months. Chocolate Box outsold them all in three. It was crazy how fast this sold, so I was really excited to get this back. It's already flying off the shelves.
So, Paul, there's no shortage of varietals of chocolate. I mean, I picked up a couple of Kit Kats yesterday. I haven't had a Kit Kat in a while, and I remember thinking, could this be a beer flavor? Like, how did you decide on the flavors?
I think really it was just looking at some of the most classic, common flavors that that people like in chocolate. We want to offer a variety. You know, this is a variety pack. It's a 12-pack of 355 ml cans. You get four beers of each flavor, and there's four flavors. So we went with white chocolate stout, which we thought was a little bit unique, giving white chocolate, which, you know, arguably my favorite chocolate. I'm sure there's a lot of white chocolate fans out there. It's a unique taste, and a lot of people will either be that or a milk chocolate person. We also included the milk chocolate as well. We did chocolate orange, which is mimicking your, you know, favorite orange that you smash open on the table and go from there. And then mint chocolate, which is, right along the lines of that peppermint patty. And I think between those four, it gives you the main bases. But again, the chocolate series expands outside of the chocolate box. And, you know, there's lots of more flavors we can do.
You know, Daryl, a lot of times when you do a mix pack, there's usually the runt of the litter is sort of hidden in the box there somewhere where one of the flavors just doesn't really connect with you. But again, as Paul said, like, I'm a fan of chocolate. Stuck the landing.
Well, I thought it was funny because we always get people that come in a Legacy regular and like, oh, I wish that was a six pack. Oh, I wish that was a six pack. And I never heard anybody say, I wish that wasn't in there. I always heard people say, oh, I wish there was a six-pack of the white chocolate stout, or I wish there was a six-pack of the chocolate orange. I wish there... So everybody had a favorite in there, and I don't think there's a dog. Usually, and Joe, you and I are of a vintage that knows that the mixer pack is usually how you get rid of the beer you can't sell. And instead, this comes out at Christmas, and people are waiting. Like, people are very excited about it, and I think this is the perfect opportunity for people who like refreshment beverage, RTD, like our show, for people who like beer, who want something a little more robust. There's something in here for everybody. This is the bridging the gap between beer and RTD drinkers. Together, Spectrum does for both.
Now, Paul, I know that you have the Mod Beverage has the parade line of interesting RTDs, and sometimes things like that, some of your unique flavors, could be made into great cocktails. Now, I'm guessing that you've got some chocolate-flavored beer. I'm immediately thinking that could work in a dessert of some sort, but have you heard of people using these for alternatives other than just consuming them as a beverage?
100% for cooking, for, because again, the tastes and the flavors are there. So, first of all, I'll correct my math from earlier. There's three of each beer of four flavors in the 12-pack. So I made a mistake there. But the bottom line is that, you can use these for anything. You pour them into coffee. You can use them in cooking. You know, the beers taste like what they say they are, right? They taste exactly like the chocolates or the styles that that they're trying to go for. And so, you know, anywhere you would want those flavors incorporated, whether it be in a beverage or in cooking or food, in a dessert to pour on top of ice cream, you know, I've heard of it all happening. And, you know, again, on our Instagram, you get to see a lot of people posting the ways that they use these beers throughout the holiday season.
Now, how do we find you guys on Instagram? What's the handle?
It's at Spectrum Beer. So pretty simple. You follow us at Spectrum Beer. You can also go online at spectrumbeer.com, which will give you a location finder where you can look to find every location that's basically that's ordered the products within the last 4 weeks. So that gives you a good, you know, good sense that they will have those. And, you know, it's a great way to find us and to kind of connect with other Spectrum drinkers that just love this stuff.
Paul Morozik, is it coincidental that it just happens to have a presentation area box here that kind of resembles a traditional box of chocolates?
Definitely not a coincidence. So, you know, again, we want to, you know, illustrate through the packaging that that we are able to achieve what we're going for here, which is, you know, beers that taste exactly like what we're promising. So if we say it's a chocolate beer, we want to deliver a beer that tastes exactly like the chocolate we're trying to deliver. And so why not put it in a pack that, you know, looks like what a box of chocolates would look like if you're buying it on the shelf.
Daryl, has crazy Christmas holiday buying season begun in earnest at Legacy Liquor Store?
Oh, no doubt. It's early and often right now. We're seeing a lot of people making sure that they're guaranteeing their supply, simply because supply side's been an issue, like supply chain. Now you got the floods washing out the roads. So it's nice that here in Vancouver and here in the Lower Mainland, we have a great local production house like Mod Beverages that's producing Spectrum. It doesn't have to come on a freighter. It doesn't have to come across the Rocky Mountains. It's made here in Vancouver. So if you're having your holiday party, if you're having some friends over, it's a really good product to pick up.
Plus, it also won't get stuck on a barge in English Bay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, nobody's washing up next to Seawash Rock. It's going to be another... It's already a big hit. When it came in, we had people pulling it off the pallets before we even had a chance to count them off the invoice. Spectrum's beloved by Vancouver. It's beloved by British Columbia. And if you're listening to our radio show and you like Mod and you want to check these things out, keep in mind that Legacy delivers province-wide. So if it's not at your local store, you can go to legacyliquorstore.com and we'll make sure that we ship up your box of chocolates. It's already on the website, so you have a chance to buy it there.
So it's not like that that government store at 41st Avenue, 39th and Canby, where people actually camp out beforehand for the Burgundy release. But you're basically saying that once you put these things on the floor, they're gone.
Yeah, you know, cut the line, get it online, but you can come in. We're open every day. But yeah, it's really interesting. I love the fact that you see kind of, you know, RTD, canned cocktail fans, beer nerds. Everybody loves Spectrum. Like they just they're the Kevin Hart of beers, you know. And nobody dislikes Kevin Hart.
So, Paul, I know that you're the innovator, there's nothing you probably can't do. So, if we were to say maybe for next season's box of chocolates, if you could do an O. Henry, a Kit Kat, a peanut butter cup, and a Nestle's Crunch, could it work?
I think we've already, you know, have a good stockpile of recipes in the bank, and there's a ton of them that I'm really excited to release. And I think we're going into 2022. You're going to get to see a lot of new and exciting things from Spectrum. And you know, we haven't found something yet that we haven't been able to achieve through the beer medium that Spectrum tries to do so well.
Well, these things are the real deal. And Daryl, if somebody is listening to the podcast after the fact or listening outside of the Lower Mainland area, and they want to try this box of chocolates, how can they order through Legacy? How do they reach you?
LegacyLiquorStore.com. They can call us at the store, or even better, come down to the Olympic Village, because you get to see 6,500 different unique items. Christmas time is when we get a lot of destination traffic. I think of my mom. She used to drive down to the Eaton Center to do all her shopping. It was the only time she ever went downtown. You know, that's what happens, and I love it. I can't wait. December at Legacy is my favorite time of year.
Paul Morozik from Mod Beverage and Spectrum, always a pleasure, sir. Have a good holiday. We'll see you next soon.
Absolutely. Happy holidays, everyone.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
With Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor of City to Suburb Real Estate Group from the Sutton Group West Coast Realty. 2 decades of award-winning service. And Alex, what is the most important thing to look for when one seeks out a real estate advisor?
Trust. No doubt in my mind, it needs to be trust. The governing bodies in our area for real estate put in place things to protect you. However, you are spending on average in this market $1 million, give or take. You need to be able to trust the realtor that you're asking to help you.
And in your nearly 2 decades, you have built trust as well. You can find out some testimonials on citytosuburb.ca. He's Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor, City to Suburb Real Estate Group of the Sutton Group West Coast Realty.
You're listening to Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary, and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
And we are back at Brew Hall on 2nd and Quebec. Shout out to our friend Daniel Frankel, who just does everything so well in the Tap and Barrel Venture Brew Hall. And I believe there's more coming. I think the Empire is growing.
It's over there. I mean, I'm really excited about the Bridges location on Granville Island. I think it's going to be fantastic. I mean, they don't mess around. And then in my hood, they just signed a lease in the amazing Brentwood. So I get to walk over and have, I believe it's Tap and Barrel. I don't think it's Brew Hall, but I think it's Tap and Barrel.
I think it is Tap and Barrel. Barbara Oliveira is our guest from this Empire. How are you? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
You're not going to be too nervous. Don't be nervous.
Just a little bit.
Oh, we're all good here. We often talk about Brew Hall. I'm a regular patron here. I come here a lot. First of all, the enormity of the room. It's massive. It is a massive space. We're in what I think is called the Drink Lab. Is that correct? Upstairs here?
Yes. Our mezzanine, we try to have a lounge concept. So we're just coming back with that this weekend. We have some special cocktails, and on the mezzanine, we have this view from the whole world.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, the first Friday of every month, they have the break-even bottle.
The break-even bottle night, yeah. Which is quite an adventure. Now, you are a purist when it comes to your liquid.
Yes.
You're a Scotch guy.
I'm everything. I would like whiskey, rum, cognac, give it to me. I walk in here and the first thing I look at, he's got 2 open bottles of Blanton's right here. I mean, you can't find Blanton's anywhere. You can go to some of the best whiskey bars in town. They're already sold out of Blanton's because everybody looking for those kind of products don't realize just what's sitting up here. Mm-hmm. So if you're you know, you read about Blanton's, you want to try Blanton's, well, they've got the original there, and it looks like the black, which I believe is the cast strength. So that's pretty good. And then, of course, the 1884. I mean, I could talk about this back bar for a bit.
Yeah, just calm down. That's not what we're here about there.
And then who does a break-even bottle
nobody.
On Friday?
What a great concept it is.
It's always like the Sunday or the Monday night, and then here's Friday starting at 5 o'clock, your break-even bottle.
And we're talking premium liquid, too. We're not talking just, you know, plonk. We're talking about, you know, premium liquid. Anyway, we digress. We're going to talk a little bit about On the Rocks. Now, On the Rocks, we've had Mark Bailey on the show a number of times to talk about this product. And I think to see it is really to believe in it, because these are premium cocktails that don't come in a can. They come in a bottle. And Barbara, you can tell us that you sell them here at Brew Hall.
Yes, we got this in our retail program. Once COVID happened, fortunately, we had to brought our offerings. So this was what we got for options. It has a really quality liquor.
Yeah.
We have the old fashioned, which is for people that like a little bit more the bitters. And also we have the margarita, which is more flavorful and fresh.
I mean, Joe, I feel... It's almost sad in a way that it had to, the world had to end to be able to get this kind of like thing. So, you know, I get the delicious chicken burger. I can get the legendary cheeseburger. Anything that's on the menu, the flatbread, and then I can get delivered to my house a Knob Creek Old Fashioned. And I use Knob Creek in my own Old Fashioned at home. But you know, if I'm I'm watching Canada's team, the Toronto Maple Leafs, play hockey.
Oh, don't go there.
Mixing up old fashions, you know,
sure.
through the first third period. Now I got it in a bottle, and it's already done. The balance, the sweetness there. The margarita's made with Hornitos, so you know it's 100% agave. Tequila. It's not a mixed tequila. I mean, that's super premium stuff.
And I'm going to guess that this has been tested by, like, your bar staff are familiar with it, and they've probably given it approval, like, this is good stuff.
It's a definite thumbs up for everybody in the bar. Our bar manager has done tons of tests, and this is just the best.
Oh, it's amazing. And this is available at Brew Hall. It's also available at a number of other Tap and Barrel. It's available at Highs, Gotham. We're talking some premium
Gotham Steakhouse. Get a steak delivered with your margarita.
Fetz Whiskey Kitchen. Shout out to Eric and Allura. Long time no see.
I mean, that should tell you exactly. I mean, Eric and Allura are the best at what they do for whiskey. And if they like it, you know it's got to be good.
Boulevard Kitchen and Bar. And again, you know, I hate to say it because we're about a month away from Christmas. What a great stocking stuffer this would be, would it not?
It is a nice option, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, it's called On the Rocks. It comes in three flavors, a couple of which you have here. This is part of your retail to-go program. And cheers. This is great. Barbara, wasn't that fun to talk to us on the radio? Wasn't that fun?
It's a really good experience.
Now, Barbara, what's your go-to? What's on the menu? As the retail specialist, what's your favorite combination of food and what comes out of your fridge?
Well, I am a fan of IPAs, so I can sit at the bar and they just give me a hall pass, super cold right away.
Good beer.
And those actually are my two drinks that I would have as a cocktail, old fashioned and margaritas. I just love it, but the old fashioned is my favorite.
No, absolutely. And by the way, we mentioned earlier, but your burger here is amazing. Great, great burger at Brew Hall.
The potato buns are the best.
They are. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for your hospitality. And again, the drink is called On the Rocks, available for purchase to go here at Brew Hall. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Bye.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
With Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor of City to Suburb Real Estate Group from the Sutton Group West Coast Realty. 2 decades of award-winning service. And Alex, what is the most important thing to look for when one seeks out a real estate advisor?
Trust. No doubt in my mind, it needs to be trust. The governing bodies in our area for real estate put in place things to protect you. However, you are spending on average in this market $1 million, give or take. You need to be able to trust the realtor that you're asking to help you.
And in your nearly 2 decades, you have built trust as well. You can find out some testimonials on citytosuburb.ca. He's Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor, City to Suburb Real Estate Group of the Sutton Group West Coast Realty.
Cider, sodas, and cocktails, the RTD Show, and you've got it on Sportsnet 650.
And that is a wrap for the RTD Show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails. Daryl Lamb, we will do this again next month, very soon. We will be doing our special Christmas extravaganza.
It's there. I hope we gave all of our listeners some good ideas for their Christmas parties, their holiday parties. You know, if you want gin and tonics and you don't want Karen from accounting to get a little too blotto, get yourself some flats of good times because they are governed at 5%.
And I'm going to put you on the spot. On the next show, I'm going to ask you to predict what is the trend for the RTD world in 2022. Which direction is it going? And again, I trust you. You're my Yoda here, okay?
Yeah. So what's going to be top of the pops at Legacy in December? Let's see what the deal is. What's the Christmas hit?
You got to stay tuned to find out. Our thanks to producer Greg Ballack. Our thanks to the folks at Sportsnet. Our thanks to Daniel Frankel at Tap and Barrel and the Brew Hall at 2nd in Quebec where we are. We'll see you next month. Cheers.
Thanks, Joe.